I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Africa bookends our broadcast today. We'll begin with an update on Nigeria's elections and end in South Sudan, where forgiveness costs around $300. Around the world, God is at work through His people, and there's a place for you in every story. Stick around to find it. First, Nigeria goes to the polls tomorrow, February 23rd, to elect a new president. One of the main issues driving the polls, national security. The fact that this polling date was the result of a week's delay just underscores how big an issue it is. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
As we lead up to the elections on Saturday, I think we're going to see more of these attacks in every direction against Christians, against some of the political leaders there. But I'm hoping there won't be any more delays. Everything I've read says that they expect it to go off as planned on Saturday.
Both the Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen target Christians, so far with near impunity.
This is one of those areas that is most violent towards Christians. More people are killed in Nigeria in the north than almost anywhere else. At the height of ISIS, there were more people being killed by Boko Haram than in some of these ISIS-controlled territories in the Middle East.
For believers, they urge prayer.
Pray for the Lord's will to be done in this outcome here. It is clear that Buhari has not stood up for the Christian population there, for the security of the Christian communities there, for the country. I think it's terribly important for the entire region that that country is strong and stable and safe.
Next, the war in Syria has left a generation of kids struggling to receive a proper education. In Lebanon, fewer than half of the Syrian refugee children attend a formal school. However, Heart for Lebanon offers informal education to 100 students. But by educating these kids, the gospel is having impact on refugee families. Heart for Lebanon's Bekaa Ministry Coordinator, Bashir, says they plan to increase that number to over 250 over the next 2 years.
Every day we get phone calls from the families. When they see us in the camps, they ask us, we want to send our kids to your school. So can we send them? You register just one boy or one girl at your school? And the hardest thing for us is to say no.
Heart for Lebanon hopes to eventually add a vocational program too. The program would teach trade skills like carpentry, computer skills, and more.
After they graduate from this program and finish this program learning different skills, they will have opportunities to work. They will find places to work in. They will start to earn money. And this is a community development program. So it's an educational program, and it will be community development program later.
Pray for these children who are the next generation. And we'll end today in South Sudan, a land of war and trauma. Neighbors turn against neighbors. Young sons and daughters are sold off as soldiers and brides. High unemployment and discrimination add to the woes of the deaf community. Door International is a global deaf-to-deaf ministry. According to President Rob Myers,
all of these things affect deaf people to the point where they suffer more than other people in the country. And so that kind of trauma that they've gone through often leads them to bitterness and anger and a lack of forgiveness.
John, a deaf man, is part of Door's Sign Language Bible Translation team. His brother recently sold his cows for $300.
The average person in South Sudan makes around somewhere between $600 and $700 a year. So this would be the equivalent of about half a year's pay that was stolen by one of his brothers.
Betrayal like this is pretty common, but John's response is not.
Through the work of the translation, John had encountered some amazing stories about forgiveness that Jesus had told. And John realized that he needed to forgive his brother. So what he did was he forgave him, and he actually spent his own money and bought the cows back.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.